Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. It's Thursday, August 5th, 2010. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the full 3 hours and a mass of vital news and information coming up. I know I've been on a 3-day jag dealing with hundreds, literally hundreds that I have seen of mainstream news articles and blogs and universities and governments and major think tanks calling for Prozac and other serotonin reuptake inhibitors, lithium, a dangerous metal, an antipsychotic, to be added to the water. It's got to be more than 50 articles. I mean, that's just a dead reckoning number. It's basically unlimited. You can read as many as you want to find dealing with cognitive enhancer vaccines. And they say in the articles, mercury cognitively enhances you. It's an admitted heavy metal, extremely toxic to the brain. And they say, no, this will enhance your children being injected with mercury. They've been saying that for about 5 years. You know, we've played different newscasts here where they say mercury is good for your child's brain. According to the government's definition of good behavior, submitting to the tyranny. I've been on a jag dealing with this, and I'm not going to cover it today. You're welcome to call in about it until in the third hour, because there have been some big developments dealing with it in our video, brain-eating vaccines being the top search engine off and on the last 2 days, Wired Magazine putting out a disinfo piece against it. Of course, one of the most famous tabloids out there, the folks that bring you Bat Boy and the president meeting with aliens on their cover, they're the folks that give the National Enquirer a bad name. The National Enquirer actually does some of the best investigative journalism, and they never have stories about Bat Boy or aliens landing at the White House. They get associated in the checkout line with Weekly World News. And so they basically took my article and reported on it like it was real to discredit it, and posted my video, but spun it saying we'll all be zombies killing people in the streets. So last night I did about 3 hours of additional, not just research, I've already researched this over the last decade, but collating the research. I thought I'd actually go over these new classes of so-called vaccines. There's three different ways they reprogram your brain. They go in and attack receptor sites and actually destroy the receptor sites for aggression or anger or stress, which motivates you to know when you're too tired or when you need to get motivated to get angry. I mean, it's like saying we're going to give you an injection to get rid of your nerve endings so you don't feel pain. You don't know the day without the night. You don't know the good without the bad. It's like the ship without a storm. The night without a dawn. It's like the good without the bad. And this latest Wire article, they've written two in one day attacking me, comes out and says, we've written an article dealing with defects in the brain, defects in humanity. Don't you love it? You've got these people who come along and they're going to fix you with lithium in the water. They're going to fix you with Prozac in the water. They're going to fix you with statins in the water for your cholesterol. They're going to fix you, and they're going to inject you with something that fixes your brain. And they're always lisping chicken necks who can hardly talk. But they just walk around as the ultimate posers going, oh, we're so smart, and oh, we're so great, and oh, we're so intellectual. What they are is a bunch of control freak sickos, and it's time we sweep these people aside intellectually. I mean, Wired Magazine thinks you're so dumb, this particular writer, that he said that I'm a delusional liar and that there's no calls for lithium in the water, when it's all over the New York Times, you name it, and one of his own colleagues from Oxford, and I did some research, turns out these two know each other, is calling for forced lithium. Well, forced Prozac, and another bioethicist is calling for forced lithium. He just thinks he tells you it doesn't exist, so it doesn't.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thursday, the 5th day of August, 2010. I'm Alex Jones. Wide open phones and masses of vital news and information we'll be covering today. Thank you so much for joining us. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can call in about any issue you want. Every time I see this article since yesterday, my blood boils. This is just one issue I'd like to get your views on. CNET News, a division of CBS Broadcasting, feds admit storing checkpoint body scan images. And at one airport in Florida, in Orlando, 35,314 images, everyone that went through it with your name, digital high-grade res scans of your genitals, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, your grandmother, airport employees, everybody, your genitals. Now, we already knew this and reported it off and on in the last year, but and wrote stories about it at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It was in the federal regulations. But it's an illustration of how brazen and how criminal and how larcenous and how outrageously corrupt Big Sis is, Janet Napolitano, and how arrogant they are and how they lie to you continually. Just like they told you the Patriot Act wasn't for U.S. citizens. It was only for terrorism. Section 802 said all misdemeanors. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, including jaywalking, no constitutional right. And within a year of it passing, hundreds and hundreds of articles, you can just search the term, Patriot Act used in drug cases, Patriot Act used in violent crime, Patriot Act used in marijuana cases, Patriot Act used in family court. Articles that say thousands of times in Florida, thousands of times in Texas. It's used thousands of times a year per state. Now, of course they lie to you. This is what these criminals do. They told you, oh, we're passing legislation to reform the Federal Reserve and the banks. And then what did it openly state? What does AP, Reuters, Fox News now admit after it passed? Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, Ron Paul, myself, we all read the bill, told you it gives them unlimited power over the economy, including in Napolitano's words, over a hot dog stand, anything that deals with the economy, and allows the SEC to not get in trouble when they protect people like Madoff. But they told the public, this is going to fix derivatives. This is going to fix counterfeiting instruments, financial instruments. No. It does nothing to stop it, nothing to allow these select six global megabanks to issue any amount of fake credit they want, which is an undue trade advantage. They can buy off whoever they want. I mean, it just makes my blood boil. Everything they do is a manifest total criminal action. And the sky's the limit, as they reported in Bloomberg last week. What did they report in Bloomberg last week? That every major insurance company in the last 4 years got the feds to change regulations. Not a law. The feds just changed the regulations. They're not even real laws. To allow them to keep your death benefits. And it mentioned cases of $400,000, $500,000, or more dollars of people's insurance policies in the military, the death benefits, and they just keep the money and say, you know what? You're not going to get it. And if you try to protest, we'll send men out in black uniforms and ski masks with batons to beat your brains in, pal. We'll have unmarked black vans with plain clothes, private mercenaries grab you and put a bag over your head. They are stealing everything. And don't say you weren't warned for people that listen to this show and make jokes about it. Don't say you weren't warned. They now admit we're going into a depression, that there was never a let up in the recession. All right, I'm ranting. I just want to take your phone calls today and cover the news. Let me just mention the stacks I have here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 stacks. I mean, look at this baby. Look at this baby right here. This baby is vaccines that attack your brain and drugs in the water, all mainstream news and government documents. Look at that. That's got to be 30, 40, 50 articles and government documents. We're going to try to get into that in the third hour today. But let me just run over a few of the headlines, and I'm going right to your calls, and I'm going to intersperse this news throughout the transmission. Police film dragging woman and babies during protest, CNN. We've got this linked up on Infowars.com. And what's chilling about this in France is they're beating up these African immigrants and dragging babies along the ground. And the video goes on and on and on and on. And the CNN host says, well, this is what government has to do to maintain order. If they're going to deport the illegals, which they're not even doing, they're getting rid of their shantytown, you sure don't need to drag babies along the ground. And what's done to immigrants is later done to other people. If you can get away with this with immigrants, and that's why I have protested at the FEMA camp in Taylor, where they hold entire illegal alien families with their children. They send CPS in and adopt some of their kids out. They're in there taking them for American families that want them. Most of the American families are compartmentalized and don't realize what's going on and don't know where these Hispanic 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds they're getting came from. And they really abuse their rights. I'm against having open borders, but I'm also against abusing their rights. On top of it, Rex 84 from the 1986 congressional hearings with Oliver North and others, and the subsequent articles in the Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal in the last 5 years that we've covered in my films, say that these camps have the dual use for illegal alien families, but also for citizens, and they're preparing them during emergencies. So very, very serious. Well, that's just one of the stories. Federal police officer shot dog at park, Baltimore Sun. Two dogs just got in a fight at a dog park, a husky and another dog, so the cop just shot them both. Completely crazy. It's like that video in the same place there in Baltimore, Maryland, where the guy is on his motorcycle with a mounted camera on his head. Motorcyclists do this a lot. It's a popular thing on online. And he videotaped himself doing a wheelie. A plainclothes cop pulls him over, almost runs him off the road, and jumps out with a gun. And the guy's got a camera, and he says, "Sir, I'm just..." You know, he gives him a ticket. The guy puts it on YouTube, and they arrest him and charge him with felony, saying it was wiretapping. And, of course, even the mainstream media is saying it's not really illegal to film cops. It's illegal to sneak up to a cop or anybody else's house at midnight and film them in their underwear through the window watching television, because there's a perception of privacy in your own home. You can't be prowling around doing that in people's homes or businesses. But if cops are out on the street beating people up and somebody videotapes them from 100 yards away, you can't charge them with wiretapping. You can't charge them with eavesdropping. But it just shows how they're naked body scanning us, but then saying that we can't videotape them. So that's just some of the news on that front. I don't usually get into UFOs, but this is out of the London Telegraph today. UFO files, Winston Churchill feared panic over Second World War RAF incident with giant UFOs. He feared a panic and loss of faith in religion, newly released secret files show. I'll be covering that later. Very strange. And, of course, I just mentioned this, but here it is out of Time magazine. Should videotaping the police really be a crime? Anthony Graber, a Maryland Air National Guard staff sergeant, faces 16 years in prison. His crime, he videotaped his march encounter with a state trooper who pulled him over for speeding on a motorcycle. Then Graber put the video, which could put the officer in a bad light, on YouTube. It doesn't sound like much, but Graber is not the only person being slapped down by the long arm of the law. Well, they're misappropriating a law, and it's going to end up getting thrown out of court unless they're able to get him to plea bargain. They're trying to create a new precedent for this. Imagine you're videotaping yourself. A crazy cop pulls up in plain clothes, jumps out, points a gun at you, and the guy's like, "Hey, bro, what's wrong?" Cop comes to his senses, puts the gun away, writes him a ticket. The fella puts it on the online, and he gets arrested and is facing 16 years in prison. Under this rule, then, all these police cameras and highway cameras are eavesdropping and are illegal against us. What are you going to do, go file charges against the police? You can't do that, because there's no perception of privacy in public. That doesn't mean as a society we can choose not to have our tax money fund all those cameras. And I'm seeing these stories out of mainly Maryland, but also Connecticut. I'm seeing them out of Florida. I'm seeing them out of California. I'm seeing them out of states where they don't even have these wiretapping laws, or where they have one-party wiretap laws, where if I decide to record a conversation, then it's okay. That's okay in Texas. But it's not okay, what is it, in 11 states now? But it just shows how they're using this to intimidate people. Okay, that's just one stack. That's just one stack. Look at this one. Mexico looks to legalize drugs as drug war murders reach 28,000 since their new crackdown began. Sorry, I've been saying 24,000. It's now 28,000. Sorry, it's worse than I said. Of course, it normally is. Home video claims to show Arizona police enforcing illegal immigration law at traffic stop. And I watched this video. This is what police do to citizens all day. Now, if you want to say these type of checkpoints are wrong for illegal aliens, they're wrong for citizens as well. Oh, here's another one. Gender-bending chemical in food tins may cut male fertility. That's the male. But look, that's just two stacks, or part of two stacks. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and start going to your calls. We've got the Iran news. We've got the economy news. We've got just it's all vitally.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
To me when I walked out there during the break, two different issues. When I was talking about this headline, Feds Admit to Storing Checkpoint Body Scan Images, this is such old news for us because it was admitted in the federal regulations and in the purchase orders in the last few years for the naked body scanners. They first started putting these in at select airports about 6 years ago. And now they're going into almost every major airport, 200 plus. But they pointed out, this article says that it's also in the federal courthouses. And then in places like Denver, they're putting them in at the county courthouses and state courthouses. I mean, this is just all over the nation. And then at a single federal courthouse, they stored 35,314 images of the men, women, and children going in. And it goes on to say this follows an earlier disclosure by the TSA that it requires all airport body scanners it purchases to be able to store and transmit images for testing, training, and evaluation purposes. And it's come out that they're saving those as well and have tried to make TV stars and other people sign color printouts of their naked bodies. So, again, lying to you when they told you that these machines can't even store your image and we're not storing it, or don't listen to those conspiracy theorists. They're saying we're taking your baby's blood at birth for the Pentagon. Ha, ha, ha. What's next, that we're drugging the water? And then now they admit they have been for 38 years. And then here's another point. All I did was read the headline from the Baltimore Sun. Federal police officer shot dog in park. And it goes on to say the authorities say man killed husky dogs after fought in park. But the eyewitnesses in the article are saying the dogs were just playing. You know how dogs will jump around and frolic and put their front paws up and kind of run into each other. Bear Bear, a brown and white husky that was about 3 years old, was playing in the Quail Run Dog Park at about 6:30 p.m., running off leash inside the fenced-in area when the officer and his wife arrived with a German Shepherd. Oh, well, you don't. So I guess, you know, if a cop shows up with his dog and his dog runs over to play with yours, if your dog doesn't submit, kind of like if a citizen doesn't get in a praying position, the cops will beat you to death and say you assaulted them, even though it's on their own squad car video. You don't touch them. It doesn't matter. I mean, they've had huge parades in Texas when a police dog gets killed. But then when they kill a citizen, it's like, it's just scum. Their dogs are better than us. Remember Newcastle, PA, a few years ago? The guy was in a Walmart parking lot, and the police dog jumped out of the car at him, so he just yelled at it and said no, and the cops didn't like that disrespect, so they charged him with assault for verbally yelling at the dog. Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Bear Bear, a brown and white husky that was about 3 years old, was playing in the Quail Run Dog Park about 6:30 p.m., running off leash inside the fenced-in area when the officer and his wife arrived with a German Shepherd who was kept on a leash. When the dogs began to play roughly, the federal officer asked Bear Bear's guardian, his owner's brother, to call off the dog. But before he could do anything, the officer pulled out a gun and shot Bear Bear, according to the husky's owner. Bear Bear, who belongs to Rachel Ratelia, died of his injuries a few hours later. Well, the dog was probably obviously a right-wing extremist. County police did not name the federal federal officer. I've been bawling my eyes out since 7 p.m. last night, she said. It's grief mixed with anger. We're so angry at this guy was able to take our animal for what we feel was no reason at all. Well, he's a god. And you're just a blood bag that's there to supply blood to the government. What does Congressman Stark say? The federal government can do anything to you individually it wants. Anything. You have no rights. Goldman Sachs rules you. You will drink poison water. You will have your pension fund taken. Dead vets will have their insurance money taken. The Federal Reserve is your lord. Period. Shut up and love it. In fact, this woman and this man, for even complaining, should be sent to a FEMA camp. Now, did you even look that guy in the eyes? He showed you, didn't he? I've been bawling my eyes out, and they go on from there. We still don't believe that he's gone. We just wanted so badly to be diligent about this. The officer has to pay some sort of consequences for his foolishness. But, I mean, constantly they come to your house with a drug warrant, even at the wrong house, and they'll shoot chihuahuas, corgis. If the dog barks, the officer isn't in control, and in their threat continuum of force, they've got to be in control, and they're going to show you. They're going to show you the blood bag. Look, you exist to serve the state. The state is God. Submit your blood, your energy, your children to the gods. Thank them. Thank them for making the planet Earth. We serve them. They are our kings.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the
video emerging that we want to bring you? It demonstrates what can happen when a basic need of an immigrant community, such as shelter, clashes with the need of a state to maintain order. And I have to warn you, I've yet to see someone watch this video and not react in some shock. It occurred about a week ago when police in a northeastern suburb of Paris were trying to evict a group of squatters from a housing project scheduled for demolition. Take a look. Most of the demonstrators are from Ivory Coast. We want to make it very clear that in showing this, we are not accusing the police of racism. We are not implying that they use excessive force. Several people who saw this video questioned why mothers would have infant children on their backs in such a protest. This is simply an example of the difficulty one region faces in dealing with its migrant community. Now, in fact, French authorities had offered the protesters temporary accommodation in hotel rooms whilst their cases were evaluated. The video was shot by the group Right to Housing. I talked a short time ago with spokesman Michael Hoare. Right. I began by asking him...
So there's the whitewash. They can't just show you a video. By the way, African women in any group in the third world, that's how you carry your babies, is on your back. You know, they've got them tucked in to their backs. These are poor people. They don't have the expensive strollers and things. So, see, it's their fault that police were dragging their children and their babies and grabbing them by their arms and tugging them with extreme force when there was no need to do that. They're just slowly conditioning you to accept all of this. And it's all about the state dominating every facet of our lives. Here's one. From Oregon Live, the Oregonian. Portland lemonade stand runs into health inspectors, needs a $120 license to operate. And it says the 7-year-old Julie Murphy of Oregon City still smiles about her enterprise despite running afoul of county inspectors for an unlicensed lemonade stand at last Thursday. But then all the illegal aliens who work at the work sites, they don't have to be inspected or have to have any licenses. It's only citizens that are kept to these standards. It's hardly unusual to hear small business owners gripe about in licensing requirements or complain that heavy-handed regulators are driving them into the red. So when the county shut down an enterprise last week for operating without a license, you might just sigh and say, there they go again. Except this entrepreneur was a 7-year-old named Julie Murphy. Her business was a lemonade stand, and last Thursday month, art fair in northeast Portland, the government regulation she violated, failing to get a $120 temporary restaurant license. That's just like in Sacramento, for a 4-cent unpaid tax bill, armed IRS agents came out not once but twice threatening them. But then when Goldman Sachs steals tens of billions, they don't get in trouble. But you don't pay 4 cents, they're coming, they're angry, because they want to keep you in line. Little girl, you're not going to have a lemonade stand that makes $5. You're going to pay us $120 to do that. You didn't pay a 4-cent bill. We didn't know about the 4-cent bill. Don't we get due process? No. We're here for 4 cents. Because the government puts all the inspectors on the little people, so they don't inspect the big guys. Here in Austin, they'll come harass you if you're watering on the wrong day during water restrictions. But then big corporations, they can just have sprinklers on, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, broken sprinklers, nobody gets in trouble. It's you, the little people, they're trying to keep in line. Okay, let's go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into... EPA left a pickup climate change where Congress dropped the debate. Oh, Congress won't pass the law, so outside the law, the EPA is just going to enforce these on the American people. But it won't be enforced on all these other countries. What will that do? Make industry move there. That's the plan. That we'll be covering that. We'll also get more into Virginia police. Illegal immigrant charged with killing nun after injuring 2 others in car crash. That is coming up. More mainstream news on gender-bending chemical in food tins may cut male fertility, and it's also in 40% of receipts that you're being given. And they say just a little bit of contact with this can reduce fertility or sterilize men and increase cancer. That's the state of Maryland's own analysis of that. Also, Newsweek reports, will this phone kill you? And they're just letting you know, yeah, cell phones do give you brain cancer, but that's just the way it is. So we'll be breaking that down as well, and a lot of other important news today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Victoria in Montana. Victoria, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, Alex. I have 2 things to tell you about and 1 question to ask you. The first one I wanted to tell you about TSA, what they did to me. You won't believe this, but in the airport in North Dakota, a TSA man actually hit me.
Well, of course he did. I mean, no, he's letting you know that they've been told, crack some skulls, let them know to submit. I mean, I was in Billings at the airport flying out, and they were just screaming at women for 1 ounce of perfume or 1 ounce of lotion. They dug through my bag and screamed at me, and I said, listen, lady, your sign right there says 3 ounces. And she shut up real quick. They're there to let you know you are their property. So tell us who hit you.
One of the TSA men, what happened was my carry-on that went through made this, you know, ringing sound. And so they said, oh, got to be something in here. So my key to unlock it so they could look in there to see that there was nothing there but my jewelry bag. I reached over to zip the little top pocket so I could give him the key, and he grabbed me by my arm, hit my arm, and slung it, and I was so appalled. It was all that I could do to keep from slapping his face.
And if you'd have talked back, they'd have taken you in a back room and beaten your brains out and danced around the blood.
I know. So I was like, just, I've never been back to that airport again. Now, the second TSA person in Atlanta, Georgia, I'd already been through the checkpoints, you know, everything, and sitting in the airport, had just went up and bought one of their bottles of water since they made me throw the other one away, and he came to me and said, I have to check this water for a bomb. I thought, are you kidding me? I said, I just
bought
this.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. Even after you go through, they then harass you, and it's to train them that it's normal. It's to train you that it's normal, and this is just being done everywhere. But listen, I do not want to fly through George Herbert Walker Bush Airport. I've flown through twice. Once I came in out of England on a continental flight, and literally it was like being in a concentration camp. There were crazy TSA people screaming at everyone, saying, hurry up. People were unpacking things as fast as they could. The TSA was wild-eyed just on these crazy power trips. And then my parents flew to a wedding with my 85-year-old grandmother, who had polio in the 50s. She can barely walk, but she makes herself walk on crutches. They enjoyed screaming at her at George Herbert Walker Bush Airport. And so this is how America works. I mean, and I've seen it in San Francisco. I've seen it in other places where when they see an old person in a wheelchair, who they scream at them, they make them get up. Family tries to help them. A lot of times they can't get up, so they scream at them, and it's a vampiric orgy of evil. And this is all our indoctrination. Then they herd you through the radiation bath, hardcore radiation, and, you know, top scientists, testicular, breast cancer, skin cancer. They record your naked body. They lie to you. And routinely they beat people to death behind closed doors in Canada and the U.S. if you talk back. And then that's just the end of it. But so he comes over and says, I got to check your water.
That's right. And so I told him, you know, I just bought it. It was 20 ounces. It only has like a couple of ounces left. What could be in here? So he goes, open it up, and I'm going to check it. Have this little toolkit thing. Everybody was looking. And so I opened the bottle and let him do his testing. And then just to show him that I'm not being trained, you know, like a dog, I did it in plain view, put the top on it, went over, and threw it in the trash, and then went back and sat down.
Have you read about how thousands of women have been made to drink their own breast milk? Of course, I've been through airports before they totally ban walking through with the water, and they say, take a drink, and it's an act of submission. And I'll go, no, it's all right. And they go, oh, let me check it since you want to throw it away. It's all about their control. You're being trained as a blood bag to submit to the vampires when ordered, because they're the low-level vampires training you for the bankers to fully suck you dry. They're kind of the Renfield enforcers of Nosferatu. And of course, they're being brainwashed that this is all normal, but all over the country, they tell women, what's in that baby bottle? Well, it's milk. Drink it. Well, no, it's my milk. But then the mother knows she's pumped milk. She's about to be on a 6-hour flight. She can't get it out in the bathroom and pump again. And so they'll go ahead and submit for their baby. And all right, I'll drink my own milk. And the cop's just like, next it'll be your urine, whore. I mean, you know, and it's just like, we're going to take your insurance money, and we're going to take everything you've got, and we're going to shut down lemonade stands, and we're going to shut down people selling watermelons on the side of the street, and we're going to SWAT team the Amish and take their kids, and we're going to take your property, and we're going to, I mean, they are just, and we're going to drug your water supply and make you submit. I mean, can you believe how crazy it's gotten, Victoria?
I can't. I'm just really shocked that people allow this, that we're, like, you know, people just won't draw the line in the sand and say no. And, I mean, we have to, because of the way things are accelerating. If we don't, we're going to be in real trouble. A second, I wanted to tell you about a sneaky way that children are being classified and set up for academic failure and big pharma drugs in public schools. This is a good one. Okay, I taught junior high and high school first and found a large number of students couldn't read, so I had to actually teach them phonics, 12th graders, 9th graders, 7th graders, before I could even teach regular subject matter.
Because by design, 60 years ago, they got rid of phonics, the true way to teach people, and made it be by visual, as if a child's supposed to recognize every word in the English language magically, which is hundreds of times harder, literally, instead of phonically doing it. Please continue.
Okay, so I started teaching kindergarten, so I would be able to reach children early so they could start their education with a solid foundation and healthy self-esteem, instead of being classified as special education students for bad behavior.
And they've gone from what, 2% a few decades ago being in it, to some schools 30%? They're classifying everyone and then putting them into a curriculum where they're not taught.
Exactly, and it's all about behavior programming. So they push them in there and force the kids to become illiterate, self-destructive, and then they end up on Ritalin, and if the parents don't give it to them, they will actually take them. And so,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I did as a gift and everything, I made a blog with free information and lessons, step-by-step lessons on how to learn to read, because it's such a real bad epidemic.
Because, again, they won't let the teachers in the school teach them the way it worked for thousands of years and how every culture teaches it. And, again, they did this by design. But think about what you just said. It's been all over the news. Won't put your child on Prozac. Won't put them on Ritalin. Won't put them on lithium, because especially little boys, because they talk and raise their hands too much and play, grab butt on the playground, which is what boys do. Now they come in and take your child. That's the government taking your child, kidnapping your child because you won't drug them. That's forced drugging. And now they're proposing it for everyone in the water. Go ahead.
Well, that's true. So can I give out the name of the free blog for people that want to help their kids with the reading? The
Absolutely.
Phonics?
Now, this is radical. We're about to send people to a site with phonics, and this makes Big Brother mad. We're committing an Al-Qaeda atrocity right now. This is very extreme. Give us the website.
Okay, it's www.phonicsreading.pro. Phonicsreadingpro.com. I'm sorry, www.phonicsreadingpro.com, and I also have a .net with plenty of resources, because everybody can
give it out one more time.
www.phonicsreadingpro.com.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Victoria. And her act of resistance is what will bring down the New World Order. You know how radical and how extremist she is as an info warrior, infiltrating the school system and secretly trying to teach them how to read? I mean, do you know how much that makes the enemy mad? You're supposed to start teaching children how to read at 3. My son could read at 3.5. The others we didn't focus on as much, so age 5. And you teach them with very simple phonics how to sound it out over and over again. Boom, they've got it. My son is reading 11th, 12th grade level now, and he's 8 years old. I mean, he's now... It's kind of freaking me out, though. I'll catch him with, like, adult textbooks and things reading it and spouting off endless statistics at me. He knows more than I do at age 8 in many areas now. And that's what scares the enemy forces. They didn't get their mercury in him. They didn't get their sodium fluoride in him. And so he's just seething with energy and intelligence. I mean, he's scary smart. Scary smart. And because you didn't get to ruin him, scum. You didn't get to brain damage him. I know that makes all you effeminate elitist out there that love brain damaging people part of your power trip angry. Oh, a lot of kids are getting away from you and your eugenics. Oh, too bad for you murderers. Try to murder the psyche, murder the spirit, murder creativity. Bunch of murderers who traffic in people's souls and their psyches. But that is so radical what she's doing. So subversive. Because as George Orwell said, telling the truth, you know, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And so Victoria starting that website, doing what she's doing. See, public schools get roughly three times the money for a special needs child. So, 2-3%, 20-plus years ago, were in special ed. Now they've got areas where a third of the school is there because they're getting more cash. So the superintendent can get 700 grand a year. Isn't it good? Works real good. And they got bounties on your children in England and the U.S. to try to steal them. And the special ed are hunting grounds to put them on drugs and taser them. Let's go to Brian in PA. Brian, you're on the air.
How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm fired up. What's on your mind?
I've been trying to call in because I have found out something. Are you familiar with any of the rules for truck driving?
Oh, how they're harassing everyone, putting transponders in the vehicles, putting you under federal commercial code as part of the North American Union?
Well, yeah, but this one is actually closer to home. Right now, the hours of service is you can drive up to 11 hours a day on a 14-hour clock. They are wanting to change that to 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week on a 12-hour a day, 60-hour a week clock and shut down for 48 hours. It's in the proposal stage.
Well, stay there. But yeah, yes, I'm aware of similar things. But then the Mexican truck drivers, they're not under those rules under NAFTA and GATT and the SPP. And it's all part of just harassing commerce because they want a post-industrial world. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Brian. Then Brad, David, and Ronnie, I'm going to try to...
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure. Closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
In the last 15 years, the Pentagon has deployed a smart grid to surveil their enemy, the American people. They work for the offshore banks. The average troops don't know that, though. And now the governor has announced statewide license plate program that scans everyone's cars in real time. They claim it's going to cut back on vehicle theft, but of course they use it to track you and everything you do. And the moment your insurance is out, the moment there's any problem, they'll instantly pull you over and take you to jail. Unless you've got illegal alien Mexican plates, then you are literally God level and left alone. So, but let's go back to Brian. By the way, I wanted to get Alan Watt on the next few days, so he's available today. We were going to get him on about these vaccines that attack the brain and the fluoride in the water and the lithium in the water coming up in the third hour today. But we're going to continue with your calls and news. Let's go ahead right now and go back to Brian in Pennsylvania. He was bringing up the situation with truck driving. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I know what you have told us about Maurice Strong talking about shutting down our industry. Well, trucking is a big part of industry. If they shut us down to 8 hours a day, it's going to be hard enough when there is not enough trucks to move the freight now to keep stores stocked. It's in the proposal stage.
Well, they're going to make you cheat, and they're going to digitally, with the RFID scanners, track you. And big corporations, here's an example. Tyson's allowed to have all the violations they want in chicken production to have a semi-monopoly. BP's allowed to have many more times violations than anybody else, and they're given all the safety awards. So small companies are going to be shut down, and globalists are going to be able to have their truck drivers drive 100 hours a week. Go ahead.
Well, it gets worse than that. They've proposed this bill. It's called a broker reform bill. A lot of brokers snatch up all the freight because if you own your own company and you have your own authority, you don't have to use a broker. You can go to a company and contract loads. They're trying to stop that with this bill. They make it sound good because they're, you know how they do it. They go after, they say, we're going to get those evil brokers for stealing.
Yeah, no, I mean, the big multinational transportation companies are shutting everybody down. That's what the New World Order is. The global corporate mega monopolies, they get to do business and do whatever they want and dump as much toxic waste as they want in the Gulf or have their plants blow up in Houston, and they don't get in trouble.
Well, in the bill for the broker reform bill, they are going to – it's part of the bill says that if you own a company, you have to go through a broker, but they're going to make it so expensive that you won't have as many brokers because they won't go stay in business. They're raising the broker rates that you have to be bonded at from $10,000 to $100,000.
Sure, you're not going to be able to go to truck school and get a license and get a truck. You don't do that in America. You go through the global mafia.
That is correct. I mean, they're shutting down our industry, and people need to get involved. But one other thing. They're doing this hours of service change under the guise of safety. But if people actually do the research, the statistics say 75% of accidents that are caused between a big truck and a civilian vehicle is 75% of them are the civilian vehicle's fault. So what is the safety issue when it's proven that truck driving is one of the safest industries out here because we're trained?
Well, look, but notice the media always demonizes truck drivers. When I've seen the statistics, I know you're telling the truth, just like they demonize the Internet because they want to take control of it. And I've also seen some statistics, you can pull these up, put out even by the Federal Transportation Administration, that in states where they have rules on restricting how much a trucker can drive, they end up driving faster and more reckless because they've got to get the load there than when they've got more time.
That is correct. I'm spoiled. My boss man tells me to run legal, and I do 2 runs a week up to the northeast from the south, and I'm able to do it under the rules we got. But if they change the rules, I won't be able to do it because that'll mean a pay cut. It'll mean everything. It'll shut down the industry. And I got one more point, and I'll let you go. I heard this morning, I'm trying to get the documents, that they are training at the hospitals and to not tell us about RFID implantation through the vaccine.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.